This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government revises its calculation of American economic growth tomorrow morning. A pretty strong 3% annual rate is what statisticians think at the moment. Now, this is winter to spring. The spring to summer quarter could be affected by the hurricanes. Storms could produce a boost. You see, GDP likes disaster, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
With hurricanes come dollar estimates of how much the devastation will cost.
Early estimates point to tens of billions of dollars in damage.
Lloyd's insurance, $131 billion.
$150 to $200 billion.
That last estimate is from Moody's Analytics. It's the damage to homes, vehicles, roads, and bridges from Harvey and Irma. Chief economist Mark Zandi predicts the lost economic output, wages, factory production, tourist visits, will reduce third quarter gross domestic product. And then?
Most of the rebuilding and the add to growth will probably be in the first half of 2018.
Zandi says the billions in lost property and infrastructure won't be counted as a negative and subtracted from GDP ever.
It's not intuitive, but no, that's not what GDP measures. GDP measures the value of all the things that we produce. This is a hit to what we've already produced.
Then we spend billions in federal aid and insurance money to rebuild, producing more, boosting GDP. Carolyn Kuski at Wharton's Risk Center explains.
This idea goes back actually to the 1800s, and it's referred to as the broken window fallacy.
Articulated by French economist Frédéric Bastiat.
He talked about a shop owner whose window got broken, and some onlookers said, now the person who fixes windows is going to be employed and pay the person who makes glass for the window.
The fallacy, says Kuski,
destruction of capital should not be a benefit. If the shop owner didn't have to repair the window, he could have used that money for other things.
Today's shop owners could have invested in new equipment instead of storm recovery. Again, Mark Zandi.
You could argue, and I think it's reasonable, that GDP doesn't measure the loss of welfare to people, the real economic damage, but, you know, it is what it is.
Critics are pushing new measures of economic well-being to take into account lost wealth, homes, peace of mind, but we won't see that in the GDP numbers these disasters produce. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.